Yeah, hi Wes. How you doing?
Not too bad.
Good to see you.
Yeah, same here. Okay, come on in.
Okay. Well, we're both still in business.
Right.
For better or worse, huh?
Yeah. We looked into it, you know, clear back in the 60s, and other people mm-hmm. have too, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But, and the helicopter, the practicality of it, I think, has been around longer than what people realize. That with the ships that we've been operating in the past, we figured, 600 hours is a pretty good year with an aircraft, and now on this logging, we're having to fly just twice that. We're programming 1,200 hours a year. Mm-hmm. Brings your hourly cost down tremendously. Mm-hmm. But you do have to get those hours. It's the first industry that looks like it can stand those type of hours. I mean, that right now we're real short of timber. We're within a couple of weeks of running out of timber.
Are you doing it pretty steady now?
No, we've had four ships on it here pretty steady through the summer.
Uh-huh. Are you doing it? Somebody was telling me they saw him logging up on Mount Hood somewhere up on the Clackamas. Yeah, is your crew up there?
Yeah, we've got one that up in the Estacada district, and
yeah,
and
I
one
guess
up
that's
at
where it was.
One at Hood River, and we have one now at Chelan, and we finished up in San Bernardino a couple months ago and finished up about 2 weeks ago at Cave Junction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And well, three right now, but we had four till a week ago. We had one.
Well, now you said that you considered this early as a possibility back in the 60s, years ago. Did they have the equipment then to not you, but I mean, were they making good enough equipment at that time? In the
The problems you might have had at that time would have been dependability of the equipment. Equipment, well, and this equipment was built in 62, 63, 64, so 64 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was built in 62, so they did have the equipment, but mm-hmm. they didn't have the dependability at that mm-hmm. time. But one thing we are running, I was thinking that we might even be able to get up to 2,000 to 3,000 hours a year, but I'm backing off a little bit off mm-hmm. of that because you're tied into so many variables or so many other things that lack of log trucks can shut you down, mm-hmm. loader breaking down can shut you down, and humidity shutdowns. Yeah. And
is that weather. Why you're short now, or is it because of this ecology?
No, we're really short right now because ecology bit.
Mm-hmm.
We have two sails up at Wenatchee, which are burnt timber.
Mm-hmm.
Which should be come out of there. I mean, they're just deteriorating.
Yeah.
And there's a 10 million foot sail and a 3 million foot sail tied up in that.
Oh, is that
which,
right?
Which just doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's not going to benefit anybody.
Yeah,
and the infestation of the bugs into that goes over into the green timber. And and so you got green timber killed because of burnt timber not being taken out.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't know, don't know what the situation is on this roadless area, but it certainly isn't called for. I mean, this tie-up on this timber isn't called for in this particular area.
Well, now this federal shutdown on road building is going to help or encourage more of this type of logging, isn't it?
I think maybe in the long run.
Yeah.
I think maybe in the long run it would help.
Are you the only ones that are doing it, anybody have any competition at all?
We have the Erickson Lumber Company, who we log for on first sale. They bought a sky crane. We operated it for them for a while, and then they bought it. So they're operating helicopter and logging, and then a company out of Pennsylvania, Carson Helicopters, is mm-hmm. doing some in Wenatchee, where they're doing the most, I guess. But,
now, what are they building special helicopters for this work?
No,
have to rehabilitate them? I noticed in that film you had a bubble on one side that you could see.
Yeah, we've been flying that way since 1960. on mainly on this, the pilot's leaning out, looking out right there. So
said, yeah.
You have to do it on steel. Well, you have to, for safety. On logging, you have to do it for economics because the guy flies that hook. We're working with about a 200-foot line. That's about a 200-foot line.
Oh.
And so he's leaning out and watching that hook down there.
Yeah.
And so he's flying the hook rather than the ship. And he's thinking about in terms of what the hook is doing. So yeah, right at this point, Ellis, we have a electrical release right there. Jokers from there to there.
I see. This,
we fly with that much line under the ship all the time.
I see. You live. Now, how much can you get out a day that way? How do you figure a day? 8 hours or 6 hours?
Depends on the time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to operate about 12-hour day now.
Oh, you are?
But we're flying two crews. All of them have two crews. 12 hours elapsed time, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the humidity shutdowns and other problems. Our best day was 401 trips, which is about 200-some thousand feet. But I guess on average, probably 80,000 to 90,000.
Well, does this take any particular training on the part of the pilot?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. First, we start off with fellows that we trained in steel work, like this.
Uh-huh.
And
I suppose also your pole setting that you were doing would be helpful too, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Guy has to be used to flying looking down.
Yeah, I see.
And that's the hardest thing, is used to looking down while you're flying on a horizontal plane, you're looking on the vertical.
Mm-hmm.
Depth perception is a difficult thing too. You're up there long ways, and on this, cycle times get pretty critical. You know, we're trying to, some of them are, most of them are over 2 minutes, but we have to keep them under four anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So somewhere in that category has to, the cycle
two
time
to 4
to,
minutes on a, on
yeah,
a, on
cycle.
A cycle.
Uh-huh.
Well, your choker center on the ground, then, does he act just like he did with the hauling logs out of the woods, or has he got special techniques too that he uses?
No, he has. He sets chokers quite a ways. They set an hour.
Yeah, and then is a hooker is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, the hooker has to be the pretty fast.
Yeah.
He has to be the agile one because when he hooks the chokers into the hook up there, then he's got to get out of the way before
we
start up.
Just like the old highballer.
Yeah, yeah. We use a radio to, as an aid.
Oh, you do.
But the secret to it is looking down at the load, being able to see the load.
Well, you mean you're in contact with the hooker then?
Yeah.
By radio, does he?
Yeah.
What does he have? A headset on or something?
Uh-huh.
He does.
Yeah. Another thing is to get as close to capacity without exceeding it. So. What we have to do is, the fallers and buckers are, we have markers with them, the guys telling them what to, where to cut.
Uh-huh.
And then we have fellows that go along marking the turns to make up a load.
Oh, I see.
That they work with the fallers and buckers to make up loads for the hooker. The hooker, all he does is hook that load in.
Well, you sort of have to judge on a turn then what the
weight is.
Maximum capacity that you can take.
Yes.
And what is your maximum capacity?
Well, it was 8,000 pounds. Now we've got an increase up to 11,500 on this particular aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've changed from a helicopter operation to a logging operation here in the last. We've got about 40 woods people now on the payroll. Foresters and fallers and buckers.
I'll be darned.
We don't own any log trucks, but we contract those. Some of the jobs we're taking it from the woods to the mill. Others were just a yarder.
I see.
And some of them were just coal decking it at the site, and they take the hauling.
Oh, I see.
I mean, they take the hauling and the
Well, it seemed to me, I either read or in connection with seeing that film last year or something, the cost on this is pretty high, isn't it?
It's in the $50 to $60 yard.
It is.
Dollar per thousand per yard.
Per thousand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's somewhere in that area, $40 to $60, something like that. So it's got to be timber that you can't, although if you, you know, you can't get out otherwise, or because of sensitive area or unstable soils, or, but it, the thing that, it's timber you wouldn't just get out any other way.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I don't know just how, whether even the Forest Service has data on how much those roads cost to them in certain areas, you know. I guess you have less road building, and you know, with this method.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody that you might want to contact or talk to in doing your story is Hoffman, John Hoffman. And if you could get down.
Hoffman, H O F F
M A N.
Man, where's he?
He's a ranger at Cave Junction.
Uh-huh.
We finished a logging an area down there. About 2 weeks ago, and it was taking only 40% of the timber out. And you can look at that hillside, you just can't tell.
Is that right?
Yeah. That, Grant's Pass paper had a good story on that. I wonder whether they'd send you the...
You could get a, yeah.
Yeah. They had a couple good pictures.
I could look it up in the library, too.
They had a couple good pictures in there, before and after.
Uh-huh.
That that would, if you could get the permission to use those.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
In Wenatchee, we're taking out burnt timber there.
Mm-hmm.
San Bernardino, we did the same thing. A fire had gone through mm-hmm. there. In Estacada, we're taking out diseased timber, mm-hmm. Small clear cuts. And in Cave Junction, we took out, it was an overstory removal, taking the older trees out, mm-hmm. selective cut.
Mm-hmm. How do they mark them for you then?
They go in and paint them.
They
paint
do.
The, yeah.
Well, they in a dense area like that, they fall them anyway, don't they? And then you get them, how do you do it there?
Yeah, they're all fell. They're all
fell
in mm-hmm. advance. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think in time in certain areas a guy might be able to pick up a tree without falling it, but it would have to be more time consuming, and you couldn't load as close to capacity when you start doing that.
Uh-huh.
But I think it'll come to that in some sensitive areas where, thinning out a park or something mm-hmm. where you didn't want to scar up any of the ground.
Are you kind of pioneers in this, or are there somebody
definitely.
Ahead of you?
No, we definitely pioneered.
Is that right?
Yeah, the first
mm-hmm.
time. Mm-hmm. Even we get articles or read articles where Erickson Lumber Company claims to have been the first, but it was their timber that we logged, but we had to give them a per thousand for doing it. They didn't gamble on the thing. We told them we'd do it for so much a thousand.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely. But it looks like the biggest usage for helicopters that's ever outside the military. You know.
Mm-hmm. Most of your work at the present time with the federal government, is it? I noticed that they had an appropriation or something for helicopter logging here a while back. Or
they're trying for that, but it hasn't. It's what they call a Falcon program.
Oh,
but there's no Falcon money program. Program money spent to date. Mm-hmm. It's all been the timber has had to carry the helicopter logging.
Oh, it has.
But the stumpage has gone pretty, you know, cheap compared to some of the others.
Have you had any or do you have any close calls on this? Have you had any bad accidents or anything as a result?
No, we had a fellow that ended up in the hospital for a couple of weeks. Part of him, I caught him a little bit. It's out now.
Somebody on the ground?
The hooker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we haven't had any problems.
You haven't any problem with your helicopter?
No.
Well, we have to ask those questions.
But it is that we're using twin engine aircraft, you know, and so you could drop your load and fly till you ran out of fuel with the thing.
I see.
So it is a disposable load, and the safety factor is the twin engine and twin, and their turbine engines, which have more reliability, and then you got two pilots on every aircraft too, so.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about the ships. I mean, what particular kind are they?
We have seven of the Boeing Bertol 107s.
Boeing, are they?
Yeah.
107.
Bertol, Boeing Bertol. V-E-R-T-O-L.
Oh.
These are the ex-New York Airways Pan Am fleet.
Uh-huh.
We bought all seven of theirs. Oh, bought some of them 3 years ago, and then some of them last Christmas, or
mm-hmm.
last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got four of them that are converted over now. We strip them and go clear through them. We've got four of them that are flyable now. We have three more to go yet.
Uh-huh.
And then we have, and actually this is the first one we tried logging with, was Sikorsky S-61.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of power do they have? I'm not sure.
They have General Electric from 1,250. Some have 1,250, and others have 1,500 horsepower.
Per engine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's less than 3,000, 2,500 to 3,000 total.
How much fuel do they consume in?
About 160 to 180 gallons per hour.
And tell me now, do they, when you go into a logging operation like that, do they establish a special landing pad for you, or how do you work that? Do you bring in your own, or do you go, or don't you land there, or what?
Well, we try to land somewhere in there because we have to keep our fuel pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
So we establish landing areas. Sometimes it may not be where we're dropping the logs; it may be, you know, a little ways away from,
mm-hmm.
but somewhere nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And we fuel about every 40 minutes to an hour or something like that.
You do?
Uh-huh. At times. So.
Well, darn, that's real interesting.
But I'd say that in a person could, well, like even in the Clackamas drainage, you could log that come any sensitive area, as long as they didn't, you know, in these clear cut units or thinning, that you just couldn't tell it's ever been logged.
Mm-hmm.
And, It's more expensive than any other way, so it isn't a, I don't think, it isn't going to replace the cat logging or the, you know, cable skidding.
Yeah.
But I think it'll cut heavily into that skyline.
I think so.
Yeah, I think it'll cut heavily into mm-hmm. that. As we get our costs more in line, I mean, because
mm-hmm.
We're still pioneering, you know, we've been a year and a half now, you know, so we don't know just what the practical utilization of the aircraft is.
What would you say were the advantages over the balloon logging? I was down in Bohemia the other day.
Yeah.
Mobility
is one of the things.
I mean,
that, you know, that the balloon is still captive. It's still got to be tied to a cable on, you know, both ends, and takes time to move it. Where we can make faster cycle times, and we can take thinner cuts too. Balloon would have to be going down from this point to this point until they move the cable, and then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But where we can go here 1 minute, go up here 1 minute to get a load to bring here, and go here next, it doesn't. Just the mobility that
mm-hmm.
we can, mm-hmm. our moving costs would be less.
How does the cost factor? Is it about the same, or is it cheaper the other way?
I think they claim that balloon is cheaper.
Is
that,
it? You were doing some for them.
We haven't tried any balloon.
I thought you originally gone down there or something on that Bohemian deal. Maybe not.
No, I haven't been.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how they compare. If we were both bidding on the same sale, I don't know how, whether we could get competitive or not. And we have never bid on a balloon sale. They can only go so far back with a, well, same thing with us. I think we mile is as far back as we've gone with, you know, yarding.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because you can't. it almost doubles or triples. It just multiplies if you start going back further.
Yeah.
But it's a tool that's definitely here to stay. I think our timing is fairly good on from the environmentalist standpoint, or you know, because of the
pressures
that they're putting on.
Yeah, you come into a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. That I really think probably in the long run, this, you know, the tie up now by Sierra Club is will add some more to the helicopter logging, because they can put up a helicopter sail faster than they can put up any other, because there's no roads to lay out.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is establish boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And even with Skyline, they've got to check deflection and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So they can lay out sails faster. And now with this, what is it, 1 billion feet taken out, I think, by this last court order, so there's going to be a shortage of timber. And I think to counter that, I have a feeling that they'll put up some more helicopters, or quite a few more helicopters. Quite a few helicopter sales coming up now, sometime by the end of the year. But right now, we're running awfully short on timber.
How can you fly? Isn't your year going to be cut pretty short that way, though? I mean, pretty limited to summer and early fall, such as your logger is? You're going to be a seasonal operation.
Yeah, we tried to operate at Hood River last year right through the winter.
Uh-huh, you
and,
did.
And we quit in about sometime during December and went back in about February.
Mm-hmm.
But the year before, now when we first went into the helicopter logging, we did it in east of the mountains in the Susanville area.
Mm-hmm.
And we started there in January, and it was beautiful weather.
Well,
I think if we pick our sites, and once we get enough timber ahead where we can log summer months where the weather is good, you know, west of the mountains, and go east of the mountains and south.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we started in last of January down in San Bernardino this year, and worked right through. It was beautiful flying down there. Yeah,
of course, down there it'd be different. I hadn't thought about that. If you spread the whole coast.
Yeah.
Have you done any in Alaska yet or not?
No, we haven't done it at all. We've talked to them.
British Columbia?
No, we're chatting with them too. We've chatted with them about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think in Canada it's going to be greater than it is here because there's so much by water.
Yeah.
So much timber next to water.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I thought it would come about first in Alaska before it would here because I'm dropping on water in Alaska too. The timber hasn't got quite the value up there that it has here.
How did you really get started? Did you go to them and they come to you, or what was
it? I don't recall now just exactly, but they mentioned that they had some timber along a stream that had to be Skyline logged.
This is a federal.
This was a federal sale project? Federal sale that Erickson had, and they. So we went down, looked at it, and gave them a $1,000 cost on it, and did about 2 million feet, I guess, on that sale.
Mm-hmm.
We've done about 35 million feet, about 40 million feet to date.
Did you ever log in the conventional way years ago? Or
I owned a log truck years ago.
Oh, did you?
When I was a teenager. 1944.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I hauled some lumber. Mm-hmm. Had lumber truck too.
You don't have a particular lumber back or logging background?
No.
Uh-huh.
No. That we've got a lot of forestry people now on the payroll.
Yeah, you said you had 30 or 40 people who were working with you now.
Uh-huh.
That's a big operation.
Yeah, we have about 120 total.
Well, you do?
Total, but about 40 in just the timber people. About a third timber people and about a third maintenance. An overhaul people, and then about a third, the other third administrative and pilots.
Mm. Do your ships hold up pretty well in this sort of thing, or do they have to go on to go a lot of maintenance?
Well, we don't know just how much more there is. There's going to be, the maintenance is going to be higher. We've cranked in a greater figure for maintenance than we would normally.
Do you send in a mechanic with you on a job?
Yeah, they've got,
or
we actually on a operation such as
Most of them, we have about 14 people.
You do? Per ship. Of your own people?
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Four pilots, four maintenance people, about six woods people. That's without going into the falling and bucking yourself. That's mm-hmm. just with taking a yarding contract.
Mm-hmm. And then you do you have done your own falling and bucking too then, or do you just contract that out?
Some of them we have, it's contracted out because we usually take them by the thousand.
Uh-huh.
So much of the thousand that they fall.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a deal. Well, I don't have any more questions.